All right. Now, we're also hearing the first frantic calls to 911. Here's Como's coverage of the 911 calls.
I'm on Sea Coast Road on Highway 530. There's not even a house here anymore.
Are there any injuries?
Yes, there's people yelling for help.
And their neighbor's house has been completely taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's collapsed on several of them, and they're trapped. And I can hear them tapping underneath.
Okay.
And yelling at us.
A woman who was in her home when the mudslide hit says she felt like she was tumbling through a whirlpool of mud and water.
There was literally a 20-foot wall of mud racing across the valley. We were tumbled inside and had mud in our eyes and nose and mouth, and I'm really grateful I'm alive.
I'll tell you what that account of hers reminds me of. I was reading Jim Whittaker's autobiography about his life as a mountaineer. Of course, Jim Whittaker from West Seattle was the first American to climb Everest. And he nearly lost his life on Mount Rainier when an avalanche and rock slide unexpectedly hit. And he talked about being catapulted, being thrown, tumbling end over end, and, you know, snow getting every which place it could go in your body, and he just not knowing which end was up, quite literally, until he was tossed across a crevasse. The momentum was so heavy. And that sounds like what this is. I mean, it's really more of a mud avalanche than a mud slide. Just an amazing survivor story. Boy, is she lucky, because you have the 14 who are confirmed gone. We know that there's going to be more dead pulled out within the next 72 hours. There are 7 survivors so far that we know of, 5 of them at Harborview. There's that little 6-month-old infant. That 6-month-old infant is actually improving, still in critical condition, but doing better. And the baby's 25-year-old mom, she's in satisfactory condition. And she says that she and her family sending their prayers and hope to the entire community. That 81-year-old man you heard about who was hurt so badly, he's off the critical list. Now he's in serious condition. And a 37-year-old man and a 58-year-old man are still in serious condition. A couple of other people who had been injured and were sent not to Harborview but to hospitals closer to the mudslide in, I think, Mount Vernon and in Snohomish County, they are in satisfactory condition. So the people who were hurt, and most of their injuries were crushing type injuries caused by crushing trauma, they are all getting better. But of course, the death toll and the missing toll continues to rise. Another Como story about a guy who could have been hit by the slide as he was driving on Highway 530. He left his house just a little bit later than planned, probably saved his life.
A father says his son's last-minute decision kept them from being caught up in the deadly landslide. Stephen Bryan says he was turned away from State Route 530 Saturday morning, just minutes after the wall of mud covered the road near Oso. He says he usually takes his son to batting practice on Saturday mornings, but that day, his son had a friend over, and they decided to stay home a little longer.
It makes you value life and just puts things in perspective. We feel very thankful. And our hearts go out to the people that are caught in this, and we're hoping that more people are survive this and that are found.
Bryan says before the slide, he drove on that section of highway every day.
The slide was so powerful it registered on a seismograph 7 miles away. The initial slide is the first cluster of red you see here, recorded at 10:37 Saturday morning. A second slide registered 4 minutes later, and smaller movements continued for about an hour. You can actually hear the vibrations in audio that was enhanced and sped up. The sound and the measurements were caused by the mudslide itself. There was no earthquake connected to the disaster.
All right. Now, if you would like to help, you can make a $10 donation to the Red Cross by texting the word Red Cross to 90999 on your cell phone. That's Red Cross to 90999, and $10 donation will be made. You can also make a donation to the Salvation Army online at Salvation Army NW, as for Northwest, SalvationArmyNW.org. And, you know, this is just a sign of how wonderful these people are in that area. The Coastal Community Bank is accepting donations for slide victims at all of their branches. Again, this would be aid not for relief organizations, but for the victims themselves. Coastal Community Bank branches in Darrington, Camano Island, Everett, Monroe, Stanwood, Sultan, Silver Lake, Smoky Point, Snohomish, and Whidbey Island. Coastal Community, of course, has a pretty strong presence out there in Snohomish and Skagit County. And get this, there are several fundraisers. Arlington's Domino's Pizza, all their sales from Thursday will be given to the Victim Relief Fund. Olympic Place Retirement and Assisted Living, they're planning a spaghetti feed from 4 to 7 on Thursday. The proceeds will go to families and to the Red Cross. Tickets are $8. The Pizzazz Hair Design Salon on North Olympic Avenue is giving money. This is in Arlington as well, is giving money from each haircut to victims. So, you know, everyone's just doing what they can at this point. Churches open round the clock for people to come in and pray. This is a very close-knit community. It's a wonderful place to live, wonderful people, and your heart just goes out. So if you can send some support and send your prayers, yeah, boy, do they need it, and boy, do they deserve it. Already some criticism and recrimination being aimed at why people were allowed to even build homes in the area of this slide. I'll have those details for you in about 30 seconds. First, on the foreign policy front, yes, it is true that a court in Egypt has sentenced 528 Islamists, supporters of ousted Muslim Brotherhood President Mohamed Morsi, to death. Boy, there's one place Jay Inslee could never be governor. 529 people sentenced to death. On the other hand, lest you think that they were hard line on this, 16 people were acquitted. So, it's pretty rough justice there in the Middle East, isn't it? Anyway, yesterday, a state geologist held a press conference to talk about a previous slide. We had heard about a previous slide in 2006 in this area. And a lot of people thought that was, you know, relieving the pressure that had been building up. But no. The geologist in question, Daniel Miller, and his wife, Lynn Miller, said that, if anything, it was building up more pressure. And they described the slide history in this spot going back many decades, not just 2006, and how shocked and dismayed they were that homes were permitted to be built along what used to be called Steelhead Drive, which is now under between 8 and 20 feet of mud.
But it's been periodically active as long as we've been watching it. I have reports that go back to 1952. There's a big plateau up here, probably several hundred feet above the river. A big block will fail. It will slide down, produce mud that then sort of oozes down to the river. The river eats into the toe of that material. Things tend to move a little bit every year because it's just mud. It oozes down towards the river. The river eats a toe. So the geometry of the landslide area is changing year to year. And the stability of the landslide, therefore, evolves year to year. And the river will get pushed over when the landslide fails. Then gradually eat its way back, and then the landslide will fail again. And that's what we've observed at least three times since 1967. The houses were built along this road. I think some of them have been here for a very long time, but some of them have been constructed recently. And after the landslide failed in 2006, there was active construction going on along this part of the road. I don't remember what time of year the landslide had failed and blocked the river that time, but I went out with members of the Stillaguamish tribe, and we had to drive up. We walked in through Steelhead Drive and waded across the river and traversed, we walked around on the debris at that time. And even though the slide had just recently occurred, there were carpenters busy working on houses, building new houses on the road at that time, which I was rather surprised to see. And the Army Corps of Engineers then excavated a channel so the water from the river had a place to go that would not continue to erode into the area where the houses were. Well, in some cases, people are uninformed. They just don't know that they're living or building a house in a place that is potentially at risk. In other cases, I suspect people do know, but they're not going to live there. They're going to sell the house, or they're willing to ignore the risks and carry on. Now, I think there's local governments also bear some responsibility, because zoning will preclude people from, or could potentially preclude people from, building houses and constructing roads in places that are potentially at risk.
Okay, now that is Daniel Miller, a geomorphologist, who has been documenting the hills' landslide conditions. For a long time, he wrote this report for the Washington Department of Ecology and the Tulalip tribes. He said he's been collecting data on this area from the 50s, 60s, 80s, and 90s. Now, there's not a lot of area out there that they allow development. This was one of them. And when I say development, we're not talking about a whole lot of development. There's 49 vacant lots in the slide area. And there's there's 59 vacant lots, another 49 lots with some sort of dwelling on them. About half of them are seasonal or weekend getaways, you know, cabins and trailers and whatnot. And others are year-round homes. And it's not yet confirmed how many people who live or who were visiting those homes on Saturday morning are lost. But as far as the warnings are concerned, my guess is that when the county saw, because the county is saying, well, this is completely unforeseen, the area was considered safe. How can you have this geomorphologist, this team of them, saying, well, this area was, you know, this was an accident waiting to happen. And you have the county saying, you know, this was completely unforeseen. This came out of nowhere. That's a quote. This was a completely unforeseen slide. This came out of nowhere, close quote. I'm reading between the lines here, and I am guessing that the county believed that when the Army Corps of Engineers, dug this trench, so to speak, and relieved some of the pressure on the area and quickened the river flow, that probably made the area safe again. And that the previous mudslide was, well, you know, we always knew there was a danger of a mudslide. Oh, it happened. Okay, but the Army Corps of Engineers has got the river back on. So they were probably most concerned about flooding, not another mudslide. This gentleman, Professor Miller, says that he believed that it was going to happen again.